And thanks for downloading another Lions Roar podcast. My name's David Kendra, and this week there's highlights from the visit of in-form Aldershot to Nethermore, a report from the Vixens' latest push for promotion, plus all the news ahead of a tricky trip to Boreham Wood. We'll start at Saturday, though. The Lions took on an Aldershot Town side unbeaten in 11 games and against whom they've never scored. Commentary from myself and Nick Keefe.
This is Kundai Benyu plays the ball in, but it's intercepted. And now John Rooney can bring the ball away. Jordan Preston now down the left-hand side with space to run into. He's being chased by Alexander, gets himself into the box, finds a spot, hits the post. Oh, Jordan Preston had a fantastic run. Had time, went for the keeper's near post, hit the inside of the post, and out it goes.
Two good parts to that move. First, the vision and the quick thinking of Rooney with the pass out wide to Preston, who beat the defender on the overlap. Preston was actually quick enough to get so much beyond his right back that he managed to get into a position where he could shoot on his right foot, which is hard because every player running up against him will know they want to see him outside onto his left. And so he did well to try and squeeze in a shot at the near post. And as you say, just came off of that near stanchion. Came across goal, so really only an inch from being wide enough on that post to be deflected into the net.
Aldershot come away here now. McClaw tries to cut inside, tries to find a ball into the box, and Aldershot, oh my goodness, a shot from Shamir Fenelon with a one-handed save by Maxted. And in trying to force the ball over the line, Aldershot have conceded a free kick.
Wow.
But a brilliant one-handed save by Johnny Maxted from Shamir Fenelon, but my goodness.
Well, but what a save by Maxted. The reactions were so quick and the margins were so fine. I mean, because it's emphasised by he's made the save and he's put it onto the bar. So if his reactions were a tenth of a second slower, he wouldn't have got enough on that to see it high enough above the goal.
What a brilliant save. How many points has this man won us over this season? It's extraordinary.
I don't think it's necessarily for defending that he's changed the formation, actually. It's because the ball's not sticking up front. But it's going to make it harder work for the two guys who are in there trying to cover the back four.
Fenelon now down the right-hand side up against Williams. Comes to the edge of the penalty area, squares it as far as Benyu. Benyu takes his shot, but it's low. It's gone to McClaw, and McClaw's turn and shot is just wide of Maxted's post. And the referee gives a corner. It looks like he's suggesting it take a deflection. I have to say, I didn't see that.
Either a deflection or at the edge of a fingertip from Maxted, but from our angle, Dave, that looked like it was in.
Ball down the right-hand side now, left-hand side, sorry, for Idris Kanu. Kanu tries to turn inside, goes past three white shirts, goes past a fourth, a leg is left out, and Kanu goes over it, but the referee gives nothing. And Geisley can clear there. Connor Brown, I have to say, Geisley may well have got away with one there.
I nodded as soon as the challenge went in to agree that would be a penalty.
He skipped past three Geisley shirts there. He got himself into the box. It is a very strong shout for a penalty, certainly, but the referee has not given it.
Gosh.
Ball throw in, and Aldershot maintain possession again. Evans with the ball on the centre circle. Cassidy just hovering, don't cause problems. Ball played forward, is cleared by Connor Brown up to Jordan Preston, but he's got three red shirts around him, but he still gets to the edge of the penalty area. Shoot, and scores! Jordan Preston broke away, Connor Brown cleared the ball up to the halfway line, and Jordan Preston held three Aldershot defenders off, just used his pace, kept his nerve, the keeper came out, Preston side-footed it past him. The Lions, against the run of play, lead 1-0 here.
Well, that is the sort of play that Jordan Preston threatens to offer all the time. And you want to see it come together for him as a young player with bags of talent. But I tell you, I did not rate his chances at holding three defenders off very highly, even with the pace that he's got and the fitness that he's got. As he came down towards the keeper, Cole, I didn't think there was a chance he was going to get a shot away. And to watch him roll it coolly past the keeper into the far corner in front of the Guiseley fans at the 3G end, that was a fantastic moment.
Jordan Preston had absolutely no right to score a goal there, but score a goal he did. It is Guiseley's first goal against Aldershot. We have never scored against them before. And what a way to start. Maxted plays the ball up and Guiseley try and win the possession in midfield. Here comes Cassidy releasing Hurst down the left-hand side. Hurst under close attention from Aldershot defenders. He's got Shea Alexander around him. He's not going to get out there, but finds a ball out to Rooney. Rooney's cross is under the bar, but palmed away by the Jake Cole there. Guiseley have it again. John Rooney playing a ball, long ball, lovely ball out wide to Jordan Preston, whose first touch takes him inside, plays Will Hatfield in. Hatfield and forces a magnificent save from Jake Cole. Lovely bit of play there.
Wonderful passage of play for Guiseley. Second one in quick succession. This time it was the clever turn and swivel in midfield from Rooney, followed by the ball across to Preston, who brought it inside. Wasn't selfish, didn't try and shoot with his left, flicked it in for the oncoming Hatfield, who ran across in front of him, had his opportunity against Cole to bury it at the near post.
Benyu on the edge of the penalty area, under pressure from Hatfield, but it's gone back to Giles. Giles finds Buckley, who can look for a ball into the box. There it is. Walton gets a deflection. It comes off the post. Gallagher again with another opportunity. It's deflected away again. Body's behind the ball. It's fallen for Benyu. Gallagher again with a shot at the near post that Maxted repels, and it goes out for another corner. Oh, my goodness me. So far, Aldershot's had three golden opportunities to take the lead there, and Maxted repels them.
Yeah, just with an outstretched foot, you know, dropping to the ground and repelling it with his shin at close range. But there were four or five opportunities within a 10-second period where Aldershot could have been level, and I was just didn't really know how to react up here. There was too much to take in.
Yeah. Evans lets that ball go over his head, and Asamoah has nicked it. Tries to play Adam Boys in. Adam Boys is against Callum Buckley on the edge of the penalty area. Adam Boys linking up with now John Rooney's got himself in position. Plays it to Asamoah, whose shot is over the bar. His first time shot from the edge of the penalty area. Walton trying to get his men back as quickly as possible. You can't be sad about it. It was a golden opportunity to finish this game off now.
You've got a feel for Adam Boys lacking confidence.
Surely time. Surely time now, referee. I reckon we've had all the allotted time. Here comes Reynolds. Reynolds is tackled by Ashley Palmer and a free kick given. I'm sorry, Ashley Palmer got the ball there. Oh.
Well, key moments in the end of this game, you saw Adam Boys not take an opportunity a few moments ago. This time, he elected not to shoot. Derek Asamoah firing over. That could have been 2-0 and it over. They've taken it quickly,
taking
though.
Taking it quickly. Ball goes into the box. It's headed away by Elliot Green. Guiseley hanging on to this one-goal lead, which they do. It is full-time here. And the Lions have been on the back foot for most of this game. Aldershot have tried and tried and tried, but they could not break down. Waves and waves of attacks from Aldershot could not break down a solid Lions defence. A breakaway goal from Jordan Preston early in the second half is the decider this afternoon. Aldershot had their glorious opportunity with about 5 minutes left, the ball ricocheting around like nobody's business in that penalty area. How on earth it didn't go in. Johnny Maxted's created two magnificent saves to keep the Lions in this. Jake Cole has produced a couple of good saves as well to stop the Lions from extending their lead. But it finishes here. It's Guiseley's third win on the bounce. It's Guiseley 1, Aldershot Town 0.
After the match, Colin Robertson caught up with Adam Lockwood, and then Tom Feeney found Elliot Green and match winner Jordan Preston.
Adam, yet another impressive result and yet another really gritty, determined performance this afternoon that's seen us get another 3 points.
Yeah, I think anybody who's been at the game will have seen why Aldershot, you know, have had such a good record this season, and I knew it'd be a very big test for us. Certainly was, and you know, that group of people in there, our squad, is evolving in terms of getting results at this level, and sometimes other teams, they ask big questions of you, and Aldershot certainly asked a lot of questions, and you know, fair play to them for doing that. But you know, I've got to speak about my guys in there, and the discipline that they showed was immense, really. Because if you don't, we'd have lost the game today. We'd have lost the game, and you know, there are a lot of thankless tasks out there for people. And I think 6 months ago, a few of the lads maybe had down tools a little bit in terms of getting frustrated at the work rate that they've got to put in to achieve. And you know, sometimes you put that in and something drops to you, and you'll get a chance. And you know, it was a tough task, and for me, not the best performance in terms of ability, but again, a lot of thought, and you know, I don't know, not just effort, it's easy to say effort, but mainly thought, and don't go running off and doing stupid running, or you've got to run at the right times and close gaps at the right times. And some might say we rode his luck at times, but I think you earn that, and you know, me included, and Dave, we've been tested today, and we had to change things early on and change our shape, and that's testament to Aldershot. You know, they made us do that, and I will say not many teams have done that to us this year since I've been involved, and so it tests me, it keeps me on my toes. So and Dave, so yeah, you know, obviously delighted to get a result, and we knew it was going to be a tough test. So we know that picking points up is vital for us, and we have done again. So on to the next challenge, and keep going and do the right things.
Really rigid, disciplined performance, as you say, but also a bit of pure magic there from Jordan Preston with the goal. He had a lot to do, didn't he, on the counter-attack?
Yeah, and I, you know, Jordan at times, he knows what I'm about with him, and I told him that he would get that opportunity, and I know what he's got in his locker. And the difficult thing for Jordan is he's managing that frustration at times, because that isn't what he's always about, is the work rate that he put in within the game. And then you know, you get they get that chance, and then he had a lot of work to do. It wasn't given to him on a plate. He had a lot of work to do, and you know, delighted for him.
After the goal, one of the pleasing aspects from the performance from our point of view was the way we managed the game going into the last half hour or so. And we seem to be one of those sides now that if we get our noses in front, we're pretty horrible to play against.
Yeah, you have to be at this level, especially in our position, and you know, in just because of our position, you have to do the right things at the right time and be professional. It's a professional league. I know we're part-time, but we've tried to be as professional as possible and do everything in terms of preparation and for every game that we take part in. You know, it's a big part that we have to be better than the full-time teams at that, because if we're not, then we'll get left behind. And yeah, I asked a lot of questions early on in the season about our game management and decision making at crucial times, and at times it was poor. And you know, like I say, now you give yourself a chance, and if you manage the game right, then you've got every chance of getting a result. And luckily for us, we're doing that very well at the minute, and hopefully we can continue.
And when you look at the teams around us at the bottom, it's so important, this run of form, the 9 points that we might have hoped for at the outset of these last three games have come our way, but we're still only 6 points clear, aren't we? It's important next week to keep this going against Boreham Wood.
Tough league, but I've said it all the way through. You know, if you're not right and you don't perform, then you struggle. You have to, like I said, prepare right and be as prepared for your opponents and put as much effort as you possibly can into being right before you even kick off. And we try our best at doing that, and there's probably still improvements for us that we feel that we could potentially make as a club. And we'll see where we go with that. First and foremost, we have to continue and keep trying to improve and keep trying to pick points up. And no team in this league is going to make it easy to get out of trouble. And I knew that when I got the chance to do that, that it would be a very, very tough task. Still proving, you know, the run that we've been on, and we still, you know, you'd like to think that you'd been a long way clear, but we're still there, we're still in and around, so we know we can't rest on our laurels and we have to keep going.
Tom Feeney with Elliot Green after Guiseley game victory over Aldershot, 1-0 win. How good does that feel?
Yeah, it's brilliant. What's that, three on the bounce now, so we've just got to keep the momentum and go into the next game.
And for yourself, being in this team, you know, obviously when you came in, you've had to take your chances when they've come to you, but another good performance today and the man of the match presented to you.
Yeah, well, I didn't actually know about the man of the match, but yeah, I mean, obviously I've got to just take my chance. The manager's had some faith in me to sign me, and hopefully I can repay him in these games.
And facing a team like Aldershot, who were just outside the playoff places, how big a marquee do you think that is to be beating a team like that?
I think it just shows where we are, really. It shows where we've come from. We've got a good team. I think that it's a little bit unfair, really, where we've been. We play a lot better than where we are, but like, all we can do is keep winning the games.
And looking at the confidence within the dressing room, even when results, well, the results in all fairness since you've joined have been pretty good throughout, but the confidence must now be really sky high.
I mean, when I came in the first training session, and I knew that this team was a top team. So yeah, the lads are all buzzing, and we've got great confidence to go into any game and win the game.
And looking at the likes of Marcus Williams, how much does he help you in that defensive role? Obviously, you know, someone with so much experience.
Yeah, Marcus is top drawer. His decision making is really good, and his communication is always helping me, always telling me where to be. And you know, you need that from people around you. It drags you on. It helps you. So yeah, someone like him is perfect for me.
And looking at the table now, just what do you think the aim should be for guys? Is it to try and get into the top half and then see what happens?
I just think we need to finish as strong as possible, and then build on for next season. I mean. I just think just keep going. The momentum's keeping us on. Obviously, we've got, what's that, 9 more games now. Just see how far we can go.
And finally, it's Boreham Wood away next. That's going to be another tough game for the side. But, you know, like it's been said before, every game in this division, home or away, it's always going to be a battle.
Yeah, I mean, this league, it's a constant battle, isn't it? But we firmly believe that we can go and beat them. So that's what we've got to do. We've got to focus on this week and then see what comes on Saturday.
Tom Feeney with Jordan Preston after Guiseley gain a hard-fought win over Aldershot Town, 1-0. Jordan, you get the goal. How good does that feel?
Yeah, it's a massive win for us. We've obviously been on some really good form lately, but we're coming into these games now and we're expecting to win. We're playing some really good football.
I was going to say, you look at that attitude of coming here to Nevermore Park. It's one loss now since the end of October. I mean, it's an incredible run, isn't it?
Yeah, and obviously the Ferryby game that we've lost as well, if we've won that, we'd probably find ourselves in the top half of the table now. It's been an incredible turnaround from the start of the season to now.
And for yourself, how good is it to get that goal? Because you've had games where you've hit the post. You know, you even hit the post in this game early on. Just how good does it feel to get the ball in the back of the net?
Yeah, my problem this season's been probably finishing quite a few times. So it's nice to get the goal today and get the win for the boys. We're a good shift from everyone.
And Adam Lockwood's just mentioned you and said, you know, he's spoken to you. He's given you that confidence. He knows how good you are. How good does it, you know, to have the manager's backing like you do?
Yeah, to be fair, he's had my backing since the start. We've had some disagreements and that, and I've probably been a bit hard to handle at times, but no, it's good that I'm repaying him now in performances. Yeah, he's done well for me.
And to beat a team like Aldershot, who were just outside the playoff places, I mean, it's a real statement of intent, isn't it?
Exactly. It shows how far we've come, because we came into the game knowing that we could win. And we're competing against the top teams. We beat Barrow the other week. We're beating Dagenham and Redbridge away. So we're not fearing anyone in the league now.
And I suppose that's the thing, when you look at the table, we're still technically in a relegation battle despite the run we're going on. So it's important to keep that focus.
Exactly. We've just got to keep racking up the points. We've been set a target to see how many points we can get. And once we get that, we're going to keep going on. And there's no reason why we can't go and finish in the top half of the table now, the way we're playing.
And just finally then, Boreham Wood next. It's going to be a tough away trip.
Yeah, it's a tough game. Every game's tough in the conference, but like I said, we're going to go there and we're going to go and try to win the game.
So the Lions now sit 6 points clear of the relegation zone and have now won 3 games in a row for the first time in the Vanarama National League. Jordan Preston's second half strike was also Geisley's first ever goal against Aldershot. The Vixens were also in action at Woodhouse Grove's 3G pitch against bottom-of-the-table Tranmere. This report from Oliver Coulthas.
A brace from Natalie Brace helped Geisley Vixens to a comfortable 4-0 win over Tranmere Rovers to keep up their pursuit of the Premier League Northern Division 1 summit. And despite the big scoreline, Geisley were left wondering how they didn't manage to bag more, as the woodwork was clattered numerous times throughout the match by Liv Thackeray, Charlie Blythe and Liv DaCosta amongst others. However, the Vixens always had a strong foothold for the vast majority of the game, with Brace's floating effort going in off the post to break the deadlock on 15 minutes. And chance after chance soon followed, with Geisley playing controlled football and getting plenty of target practice, but just being unable to find the net. And indeed, it was a defensive error that put Geisley 2-0 up close to half-time, as Brace once again snatched the opportunity to slot the ball home for her and Geisley's second going into the break. And 2 goals in the second half put the game beyond any doubt, with Sarah Danby eventually tucking it away despite a slight mix-up between her and substitute Emily Scott in Tranmere's box. And the icing on the cake was added by Chantal O'Hara late on, with an effort from close range that sealed a second successive 4-0 win for Geisley Vixens.
After the game, Oliver caught up with Natalie Brace and also managers Glenn Preston and Kyla Riley.
A very strong performance today. 4-0, and it could have been much more if not for the woodwork.
Again, we've played really well. Solid performance. Clean sheet again, which is always something that we're really pleased about. And as you mentioned, we've hit the woodwork, I think, 7 times in this game, which is quite incredible. I think probably a Guinness Book of Records for hitting the woodwork. On another day, 3 or 4 of those go in, and it becomes a really impressive scoreline. But we'll take the 4-0.
A very strong defensive performance and a clean sheet.
Yeah, second clean sheet in 2 weeks. We've come back strong, we've got a little bit of momentum and some couple of good controlled performances, so things are going well. Fingers crossed it continues. 9 games left, 27 points to go. We want all 27. So Charlie next week at home.
Got 9 games left. Do you think you can make it to the end of the season unbeaten?
Yeah, I do. There's real belief in this team right now. It's not going to be easy because it's a tough league. I've mentioned that in the build-up to it. There's some really good sides. There's a lot of Premier League players, better coaching throughout this league. So it's not going to be easy. But I think we've got a little bit of belief in us that we can do it. But the most important thing from us is not to get carried away and see the finishing line too soon. We've got to take everything step by step.
A very strong performance and what can be classed as an assist?
I don't think it's going to go down as the best goal ever scored for Geisley, but they all count, don't they, at the end of the day. I did think Danby were going to lay it back to me, to be honest, but she didn't. So we all had a bit of a laugh, but, you know, it's the third goal, in it, so goes to a good win.
You're back from injury now, fully back into it. How are you feeling after that?
Just happy to be back around it. I had a good 90 minutes last week with the devs, and I've played 20 minutes here and there for the first team, so it's just nice to be back in and around it. The ankle's back to where it needs to be, so hopefully just kick on now to the end of the season.
The Vixens return to Nethermoor this weekend, where they'll play host to Chorley Ladies, currently lying in third place in the FA Women's Premier League Northern Division 1. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff, £3 in, or free for season ticket holders. The Geisley Academy were in action against Fylde at Nethermoor in midweek. They took the lead via a penalty converted by Luke Baldwin, but in the second half, Fylde got themselves back in front with 2 goals in 2 minutes. But with 7 minutes remaining, a Christian Soda header from a corner earned the Young Lions a point at Nethermoor. They're away at Altrincham next Wednesday afternoon, but return to Nethermoor on the 29th of March, where they'll host Farsley in a 2 p.m. kickoff. In the FA Sunday Cup semi-final held at Nethermoor on Sunday afternoon, Hardwick FC from Stockton defeated Homan Bargen from Liverpool to reach the final, where they'll play the New Salamis. Homan Bargen had taken the lead before being reduced to 10 men in the second half. Hardwick equalised, then scored twice in the last 10 minutes to go through to the final to be played at a Premier League or a Championship ground yet to be named. Their opponents will be, as I say, the New Salamis, and yes, that is their real name. They're currently current holders of the FA Sunday Cup, and they're also the reigning champions of the Copa League, which is a Cypriot Sunday League based in London. Should be a fascinating game. Hardwick themselves, reigning champions of the Stockton Sunday League. So champions against champions in the FA Sunday Cup final. And everyone here at Guiseley wishes them both the best of luck. And that about wraps it up for another Lions Roar podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. Just a couple of mentions of the Supporters Club events coming up soon. Don't forget, if you haven't booked, it's not too late for the trip to Boreham Wood on Saturday, 18th of March. Join the Supporters Club there. You can call Paul on 07518 445861. Members cost £24, non-members £28, and the coach leaves Nethermore at 8 a.m. There's also space on the coach for the Gateshead trip on Tuesday the 21st of March. Coach leaves Nethermore at 4 p.m. That'll set you back £17 if you're a member, or £20 if you're not. Also, don't forget the race night, the Supporters Club race night, to be held on the 25th of March. That's in the clubhouse after the Dover game. There'll be food available on the night. Horses are £2 each. A Tricast at 50p a go as well. Should be a good evening. And so that'll do it for us. We won't be providing live commentary on the Boreham Wood game, but we will be back for the Gateshead game on the Tuesday the 21st of March. That'll be going on air about 7:30 there. We'll take you through that one. And of course, Lions Roar will be back next Friday with highlights such as they are from both of those games. Enjoy your journeys this week, and we'll see you soon. Come on, you Lions!